Hi everyone. This is a quick notice to help you stay safe on WhatsApp. Please take note that no one in Stream Globe will ever contact you, call you, or send you any message requesting for any code or any number to participate in any kind of meeting. That is a scammer's trick. Also, if you're on any of our WhatsApp groups and any member of your WhatsApp group sends you unsolicited personal messages, feel free to report such a person to WhatsApp and they will automatically be blocked from sending you further messages. You can also report such a person's number to an admin in your WhatsApp group so such people can be removed from the group. Please stay safe on WhatsApp and remember to share Stream Globe devotional with your friends and contacts on WhatsApp. Let's spread the gospel through this wonderful platform. We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text.
Hello and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, The Lord's Servant Must Not Quarrel. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24. And the Lord's servant must not quarrel. Instead, he must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. I have just read from the New International Version. As soon as Debbie reported to her new posting, she noticed that her colleague with whom she shared an office was very disrespectful. It was as if the woman was looking for every opportunity to quarrel with Debbie. Unknown to Debbie, all the other workers in that office knew of Mrs. Collardy's quarrelsome behavior. She had quarreled with everyone who shared an office with her. No one in the office wanted to share an office with Mrs. Collardy. But since Debbie was posted newly to that station, she didn't object to sharing office with her. Debbie refused to quarrel. As time went on, Debbie earned the respect of everyone in the office because they waited and waited but did not hear any raised voices from her office. Because of this, Debbie could lead people in that office to the Lord. Have you ever come across quarrelsome Christians? It is sad that some Christians are quarrelsome. Some Christian couples even are very quarrelsome and harsh to one another. I have noticed that quarreling does not produce any good fruit. It only creates more separation and negative feelings. When you are kind in dealing with people, you will never quarrel. A kind person treats others the way he would want to be treated. You don't want others to raise their voices at you and say hurtful things to you, do you? You want people to be understanding and sensitive to your feelings, don't you? If you are truly kind in heart and meek, the need to quarrel with people will not present itself. Go into today determined to avoid quarrels because you are a servant of God. Remember that it takes two people to quarrel. Ask the Lord to give you a heart that is truly kind and meek. In Jesus' name. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Matthew chapter 3 to chapter 4. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio comes up next, Matthew chapter 3 to Matthew chapter 4.
In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying,
Repent! The kingdom of heaven is near!
This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locust and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them,
You brood of vipers! Who warned you to flee from the coming wrath?
produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not think you can say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. But I am not the Messiah. Let me tell you that. Let me be very clear.
Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying,
I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?
Jesus replied,
Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness.
Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said,
This is my Son, whom I love. With him, I am well pleased.
Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said,
If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread.
Jesus answered,
It is written, People do not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple.
If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
Jesus answered him,
It is also written, Do not put the Lord your God to the test.
Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor.
All this I will give you if you will bow down and worship me.
Away from me, Satan! For it is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. From that time on, Jesus began to preach,
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near.
As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen.
Come.
Who is that?
Follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people.
We must follow him.
At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan followed him.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.